Okay, could you please tell me then, why did you choose Spanish?
I chose Spanish because I thought it was like good for a job application, because if you have that, you speak another language, it's helpful if you have customers who are foreign. And also, it's also quite a fun language to know if you're going away somewhere, and it's quite a nice comfort that you do know some of the language that of like South America and Spain. So,
lovely. Anybody else?
I chose Spanish, so it helps improve my communication for not just Spanish but English as well. As Spain and South America are popular like tourist destinations, it's nice to have something you can use whilst you're there.
Lovely, thank you. What do you like about Spanish?
Like quite a lot of the lessons are chilled out and stuff, so you can get done with it without having any hassle.
Anybody else? Okay. Right, would you offer any advice for Year 8 pupils currently looking at option choices regarding Spanish?
I think you have to be dedicated to learning a language, because you're going to have to do some work in your free time, because 2 lessons a week isn't going to mean that you know everything. Yeah.
Anybody else? Okay. Right, so could you describe what a typical lesson or a series of lessons looks like in Spanish, please?
Well, we practice reading, writing, listening and speaking skills. Occasionally we'll go out with the Spanish assistant, practice speaking, which is really useful as there's somebody from that country that really helps out.
Okay. Right, are there any NEA or non-exam assessed elements to the course for Spanish?
No.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to say regarding studying Spanish?
The more you practice it, the like easier it will be to learn more. Because once you know like basics, then you can start to like make them a little bit more complex.
Because the more you learn, the more, when you're writing in English especially, you kind of say like, oh, I know how to say that in Spanish, and you can't rely on just 2 lessons a week, so I'd say like doing it in your spare time or something, because mainly in between those lessons you forget quite a bit of what you've already learned, so it's quite helpful doing it outside of school as well.
Brilliant, thank you. Anybody else? Okay, is there anything else? Is there anything that surprised you about Spanish?
It's a lot harder than it seems, because when you do it in year 7 and 8, it's often a lot easier due to, obviously, they have a lot of easier words and the common phrases. But once you get to year 9, 10, 11, it gets a lot harder because of, obviously, vocabulary that you haven't learned. So it's a lot of new stuff rather than just stuff you've already learned.
Anybody else? Thank you very much.